And each Monday we get you updated on what is going on at the Mid-Century Fiber. A lot of the construction, dealing with the rain kind of situation. We'll talk about splicing today. And still able to sign up, fiberfastnow.com. Joining us today in studio is Aaron Buck. He is the network and field operations with Mid-Century Fiber and also the sales rep. It is Jake Sechrist. And let's talk, Jake, first of all, with you a little bit. The update, folks, again, registration still ongoing as the work moves along and those type of things. Tell us a bit about what you have to do, online registration and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Leon, registration's going on again, as usual. We're having signups in the A3, A5 area. And sign-up, when you're in the sign-up mode, could not be easier. You just go to the website, www.fiberfastnow.com. Go to Want Fiber in Your Neighborhood, click that, then you'll click the residential, you'll put your house number in, and then there'll be a drop-down. And then you'll have a, you know, if you live at 1025, just generic right here, your street, you know, it'll drop down, and then it'll have it right there. You go through, put your name, your phone number, your email, what package you want, and then get a hold of us and put your $50 down. Unless you're in construction, then you don't even owe us the $50. So,
well, what's kind of the monthly rates? You talked about the $50 down. What about the monthly rate right now?
Well, $49.95 will start you off at 50 megs. Okay, that's our lowest package that we have. That's symmetrical speed, upload and download. So if you're a gamer, you know, you're going to need that speed for uploads so that you don't lose. Nobody wants to lose on that. So and then we go all the way up to $99.95 for a gig, which is phenomenal speed. I mean, that's as fast as you're going to get. And that price is for life, Leon. So you're going to pay, you know, let's just call it $100 right now for a gig. You're going to pay $100 if you live in that same place 20 years from now. So I don't know if you'll be able to get a gig for $20 when you sign up with somebody new 20 years from now, but I know you'll get it from us.
Absolutely. That is Jake Sechrist. Also, Aaron Buck is with us. And Aaron, kind of when you are handling things right now, it's kind of dodging the raindrops in the rain, right, the last week or so. And I know kind of work was cut a little bit short. What if you do get those the rain situation like we've had today? You do have crews on site today. What sort of the work will they be doing today?
It depends on the day. We try to balance the idea that we're not going to make a mess or create more of a mess in an area than is necessary, depending on how much rain we do have. They are splicing cable in the area now too. They will do some construction, if possible, but it just depends on how saturated the ground is with rainwater. So
absolutely. Well, what kind of the background did you have coming into the job that you're doing now?
I originally started in the AutoCAD drawing department for the mapping department with Mid-Century, and then I moved into the fiber splicing and then into the network and field operations manager job.
You mentioned the word splicing. In my day of splicing, it was just a tape that you kind of cut at an angle, those type of things, but not quite the same, right, with the fiber optic stuff there.
No, it's fusion splicing is actually melting the glass together, the fiberglass together. It's a process that's done with equipment. The technician that does it has to be very specialized in how they do it to make sure the ratings are there for everything. But it's a very clean process now. It's came a long way in the last 10 to 15 years for sure.
Your particular work again is going to be focused where for the next couple of days here in Canton?
In the A1 area. Jake, you can give us the street names on that, but we're in that A1. We're doing some of the residential drops to the houses left as all the main line is in. So the splicing will be there. Splicers will be there as well.
Yeah, Jake, you want to add a little bit, a couple of things there in regards to those particular areas if folks are out there. And if they happen to see out there, they can kind of grab you by the shirt there and say, hey, tell me a little bit about this, right?
If you see me out, just ask me any questions that you want. And then, you know, give me 10 people that want to sign up too so I can talk to them. You know, no big deal. But, out there on, you know, Harvester, Ingersoll, New Salem, Lincoln out there, our guys are splicing, like Aaron said, and putting drops in. And I think that's one thing that people, you know, need to realize is you see the big trucks, the central cable trucks in there doing everything, you know, they're putting in the interstate. Okay, what our guys are doing now is putting in the off ramp to get to your house. Okay, you got the main line, and then like Aaron was saying, the splicers come in, and then we get you your connection basically to the house, And then we'll have an installer come in at your convenience, you know, when your time is. That's a good thing about working for a small company. We're not going to hold you hostage and say you need to be there all day, wait for us. We schedule us our stuff in like 3-hour blocks so that our guys can come out there and be courteous and clean and hook things up the way you want. So,
how unique is it, the fiber optics is being offered here in our Canton and Fulton County area as compared to some other areas? Are quite a bit ahead of the game with Mid-Century kind of dealing with fiber optics right now?
We would like to think so, but there's a lot of people doing fiber now. It's just in this area, there's less. Over the entire country, there's quite a few that are doing it. Mm-hmm. It's the newest technology. It's the one that we feel is as close to future-proof as you can get with the kind of speeds that people will need. It's not limited by the electronics. It's limited by the electronics you put on each end of it, I guess you would say.
You mentioned with the splicing and then with the home installation. What takes place with the home installation? What can the residents expect when it gets to that particular point?
So what we do now is we'll put the fiber up to the side of your house and put what we call a D-mark on the side. That will be where it's spliced to. When we come, our installation crew comes to put in the actual, your service into your house, we'll actually run fiber from the outside inside to the residential gateway. That will be where your wireless will come from if you need it, and all your networking. We try to put that in a spot that is cohesive to the idea of making the Wi-Fi work the best. That is something that is hard to do, but it's definitely what we take into consideration.
Again, register online, fiberfastnow.com. Jake, kind of a final comment here. If folks out there maybe don't have internet access right now and they're looking to get something new for the first time and those type of things, what's an easy access number to contact to help them get set up in regards to that?
Well, the easiest way, if they have phone access but no internet access, is just call me on my cell at 309-333-1023, or they can call the office if they don't want to talk to me. That's fine too. 309-778-8611 out to the office. But if you don't want to call and you just want to get a hold of me, you can still text me on that number, that 333-1023. Call or text, I'll be more than happy to help you out in any way possible.
And again, when we look at it, Aaron, some of the status with the rain this week, especially today, and like that, you got your crews here. As long as we don't get that huge amounts of rain, you guys will move forward a little bit this week.
Absolutely, yeah, that is the plan. As long as we don't get rained out, which we did last week, the crews left on Tuesday night last week, so we made the determination it was too wet. It dried out a lot this weekend, but we did get more rain overnight, so we'll have to just make the judgment call this morning on depending on how much rain we get.
And you're doing some still continuing project in Elmwood as well, you mentioned.
Yes, we are doing some. We're doing some work over there too. It'll be the same criteria though.
All right, gentlemen, we appreciate it. Aaron Buck, Jake Sechrist, Mid-Century Fiber, our Monday update. Gentlemen, have a good week, and let's move forward. No drops of rain or anything like that today. All sunshine, all right?
Thank you.
More coming up as we continue here on The Morning Show.